corner. Nash Morton dribbles to the left wing. Nash Morton, and there's Mason Yon's final moment as a Harbor Beach Pirate. That's his fifth, team's eighth, so Nash Morton goes to the free throw line for two, for 1-1. And Mason Yon, quite the career in Harbor Beach, just playing his last moment.
With 3:55 to go, 59-39, 20-point lead for USA.
So Devin Finkel checks in for Harbor Beach.
Mr. Yon has had a wonderful career.
And I think it's hitting him right now.
Yeah.
59-39, USA out by 20 points as it has been for a majority of this entire second half. Substitution Cruz Fernandez is going to be coming in for the shooter on a make.
Now this is when you find out if you have a friend.
Nash Morton's first free throw. This one's good. So he gets a second. 3:55 left. The USA now hits 60 points. 60-39. Second free throw from Morton. This one is good.
Okay.
So he'll sit down.
Nice teammate. Good job, Nash.
Cruz Fernandez comes in. Good night from Nash Morton. He has 11 points. Michael Anderson gets the inbound from Puff. 3:50 left in the fourth. 61-39. Down to Parker Yon, right block. Against Heckroth, goes up strong. He is fouled and one. Count the basket. Parker Yon with 17 points in the night. That's Mason's younger brother. Foul will go against USA. That's the seventh team foul. And not sure quite yet who's... number two, Tyler Heckroth. That's his second. So Landon Zimmer sits down. He's replaced by Connor Kettle. Out there for Harbor Beach, we have Puff, Kadar, Anderson, Finkel, and Parker Yon. With the exception of Finkel, everyone's back for Harbor Beach next year. And the second free throw, or the first, the only free throw from Parker Yon is good. He has 18. 19-point game, 61-42. Out there for USA, Connor Kettle across midcourt. Keegan Bixman, Tyler Heckroth, Cruz Fernandez, and Micah Kramer. Fernandez to Kramer in the corner against Anderson. Dribbles around the perimeter to the top of the key. Hands it off to Gettle. Goes in the same direction. Tyler Heckroth doing that weave USA does when they are well in control of the ball game. Fernandez against Puff, and Puff had his hands all over him, and this will be a foul against Devin Puff. That's his third. Team's ninth. So this puts Cruz Fernandez to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. Has not attempted a free throw, has not scored in the night. It's only been out there for about 90 seconds.
Well, here he's got an opportunity here.
First free throw is up, and this one is good. So he gets a second. 1 point for Cruz Fernandez. Brings it back to a 20-point lead for USA. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Parker Yon for Harbor Beach. 19th rebound for Harbor Beach tonight. Parker Yon goes down the right side of the lane. And on the continuation, they're going to count the basket after the foul. And so that one counts. That's almost an NBA call there. But it's going to go against USA. This will be the team's seventh. And goes against Connor Kettle. That's his second. So an and one here for Parker Yon. Second straight and one. And he gets the old-fashioned three-point play for the second time this quarter. Devin Puff sits down. Nathan Seaman checks in. 62-45, a 17-point game. 3:15 left in the fourth. Micah Kramer facing a full-court press. And Fernandez back to Kramer. And it's turned over. Kadar goes up. And he's hacked. And he'll go to the free-throw line for two shots. This will go against Tyler Heckroth. His third, team's eighth. Dylan Kadar back to the free throw line. He's 2-for-3 in the night, all coming in this quarter.
You know, if Harbor Beach is, you know, blitzes all of a sudden, this is
not
a
enough.
Close game. 3:10, 62-45. Call it, a couple of possessions on this. Also, you're stopping the clock. You're giving me an opportunity to score. But
they
didn't score,
the free throw.
So there you go.
And John, I think you're being a little too optimistic there in the eyes of Harbor Beach.
Way too optimistic, huh?
I mean... From a broadcaster standpoint, we can be, but this one's academic at this point. Second free throw from Kadar is good. He's now 3-for-5 for the free throw line. 3:08 left in regulation. It's a 16-point ball game, 62-46. Anderson guarding Heckroth at the right wing, loses his footing. There's Fernandez to scoop it up. And we have a foul on the perimeter, and this will go against Michael Anderson. That's his fourth, team's tenth, so double bonus sends Cruz Fernandez to the free throw line, shooting two. He went 1-for-2 on his trip last time. 16-point ball game.
I just saw Heckeroth go down. It was kind of...
Yeah, that was very unorthodox of him.
Yeah.
First free throw from Fernandez is good. He has 2 points.
And the first thing I think of is injury. You don't want to see an injury.
Not at this moment of the game.
At this point in the game.
Second free throw, this one's good as the first, so now he's 3-for-4 from the line. Extends USAA out to 18 points. Parker Young, acting point guard now. Tallest one on the court. Anderson at the free throw line to Kadar in the corner for three, and this one's good. Dylan Kadar gets his first three to go on the night. He has 6 points. 15-point ball game. Fernandez cross midcourt to Connor Gettle in the left corner. Back to Fernandez, left wing extended. Back up to Heckroth. To the right wing to Micah Kramer, being guarded by Dylan Kadar. Both those players remind me of each other. Dylan Kadar reminds me of a young Micah Kramer, actually, John.
That is true.
The foul will go against Dylan Kadar. He wanted the charge. That'll be his first, team's 11th. Double bonus, Micah Kramer goes to the free throw line for 2 shots. First free throw is up from the lefty, and it's good.
What I like about Micah, he was using his legs in that shot and everything. Picture perfect.
Kramer family has a large portion of the success here of USA, especially in the past, 15 years, 18 years. Second free throw is good from Kramer. Micah Kramer is the last one to go through. Todd Kramer, the father, star athlete at Akron Fairgrove back in the day. The three from Kadar is no good, but Nathan Seaman gets the tip and puts it in for two. And that's the first offensive rebound for Harbor Beach tonight. Or excuse me, in the second half. Third one of the evening, or fourth of the evening. We have a foul then against Harbor Beach way back. And so we walk the length of the court, puts Micah Kramer back to the free throw line, shooting two. This will go against number 21, Dylan Kadar. That's his second. 2:13 left in the fourth, 66-51, and Kramer missed the first for free throw. 15-point ball game. Kramer taking his time at the free throw line, lefty. And this one is good. So Michael Kramer goes 1-for-2 on the trip, and we have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth and the Patriots. We'll stick with you here. Believe it or not, John, we are doing fantastic on commercials right now.
Tremendous.
It's surprising.
I think Mark called the timeout. He was wondering if you were ahead of the
game. Yeah, we made that agreement before the game started. This looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout. 2:13 left in the fourth quarter. 67 for USA, 51 for Harbor Beach. Paul Adams asked at the beginning of the game, if a team could get to 50 points against USA, would they win? Well, we know that answer, no.
No.
The second team only to get to 50 points for USA. First one was Saginaw Valley Lutheran in a 4-overtime game, and Valley Lutheran lost that one to USA. And Harbor Beach will be with the same result here as well. Unless some sort of pre-Ash Wednesday miracle. 67-51.
Once USA got the momentum, it was all over.
Parker Yon down to the right block against Connor Gettle. Out to Dylan Kadar down the baseline. Short corner, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Parker Yon keeps off Harbor Beach on offense. Parker Yon in the right corner. On the give and go to Finkel, and this one's too strong. Rebound, Bixman for USA. 16-point lead for Connor Gettle and the Patriots. And Anderson is going to be caught. Anderson is fouled out now. So that's his fifth. This puts Connor Gettle at the free throw line for 2 shots. So that's the second player for Harbor Beach, who is now ineligible because of fouls. Connor Gettle is 2-for-2 from the free throw line for 2 points of the night. Devin Puff checks in for Harbor Beach.
Connor Gettle has been a good addition to this team coming off the JV from last year.
Yeah. Free throws up, and this one goes home. So second free throw on its way. He's 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. USA leaving Connor Gettle all by his lonesome at the free throw line. 1:45 left in the fourth, 68-51. Free throws up, and this one's no good. Rebound brought in by Nathan Seaman of Harbor Beach. 17-point lead for USA. 100 seconds remaining. Parker Yon goes on the left side of the lane.